Test 65, Section 3, Question 11. And here we want to know what is the flaw that Rolanda commits in the response. So Rolanda starts, House on Oak Avenue has a larger yard than any house we've looked at in Prairie View, so that's the best one to rent. So bigger yard, so best one. Tom, no it isn't. Its yard isn't really as big as it looks. Property lines in Prairie View actually start 20 feet from the street. So it looks like part of the yard is really city property. Okay, so Tom is actually saying, no, it's not actually a bigger yard. There's a lot of city property, so it's not really a big yard. Then Rolanda says, but that's true of all the other properties we looked at too. So it's saying, but that's true of all the other properties. So with this one, she's just saying, well, that's true of everything. And the thing there, if we're looking for the flaw, So it's saying Rolanda's response suggests that Tom commits which one of the following errors? So what is she saying Tom had a problem? And so Tom's response, basically she's saying, you're saying something about it that's true of everything, and you're acting as though that differentiates it. Okay, so basically Tom is making the flaw of overlooking the fact that what is true of that house also is true of others. So, A, he fails to take into account the possibility that there are advantages to having a small yard. It's not about whether there are advantages to a small yard, it's whether what is true of that house is also true of others. He presumes without justification that property that belongs to the city is available for private use. No, if anything, Tom actually assumes the opposite. He improperly applies a generalization to an instance it was not intended to cover. No, the problem is he doesn't apply a generalization to all of the members of a group, just to one. He fails to apply a general rule to all relevant instances, and that sounds a lot like what we said, so it's pretty good. And then he presumes without justification that whatever is true of part of a thing is also true of the whole. This wasn't really a problem of part to whole, and so therefore D is going to be our best response.